Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing today?
Okay.
Great. My name is Tony, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. Now, if you don't mind me asking, in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Yeah.
Have you heard a lot?
I know he is. Yeah.
Okay. And how closely would you say that you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely? Somewhat closely? Not too closely? Or not closely at all?
Not too close.
Not too closely, okay. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any crimes. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Okay. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father's, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I have no idea.
Okay. And Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
That may help.
So would you agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Okay.
That may help, but doesn't mean that was the reason.
That's the reason, okay. So you can say that you disagree, correct?
No, I don't agree or disagree. I don't know.
Okay. Now, the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father. And people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Now, let me read to you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And please tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right, okay? Now, the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as mayors Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families. Because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists, Do you agree with the critics or the supporters? Which one comes closer to your own opinion?
I don't know. I'm somewhat in the middle. I'm not sure.
Okay, so we can say neither. Would that be okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, ma'am, let me read two more statements, okay, about Congressman Ron Menendez, critics and supporters. Now, the critics say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. Now, they say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust and that they're only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Ron Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal issues because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Which one would say come closer to your own view, the critics or the supporters?
I think they both exaggerated.
Which one?
I don't know. I'm not well informed.
Okay, we can say neither. Would that be okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me read to you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if this statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Ron Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and that he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Would this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not all more likely to support Rob Menendez?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that.
Okay, we can say that
I'm pro-life, but okay. I also think that they should not ban abortion.
Okay.
They should control it.
Okay.
But not ban.
Now, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congregational delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting to migrant communities across the country. Would this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely, to support Rob Menendez?
Well, Ben, if he fights for legal immigration, I'm pro.
Okay.
If he's talking about illegal, no.
Okay.
Because that is a slap on the face on people like me that spend a ton of money to come here legally, to be America's citizen, and and to do everything right.
Okay.
So,
so we can
I don't go for illegal immigration.
Okay. So we can say that this will be a little more likely to support them. Would that be correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He has fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Would this be much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support Rob Menendez?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Hoboken Mayor Rob Ibala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right. Housing is a human right. Reproductive rights are human rights. And the climate change or crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Would this statement make you much more likely to support Rob Ibala for Congress, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Not at all.
Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He has fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Would this make you much more likely to support Rob Menendez, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Yes, more likely.
Okay, so somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Now, Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our neighborhoods or communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Would this statement make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely to support Rob Menendez?
I think that is exaggerated. They are
so
exaggerated.
So, okay, so
maybe
not at all. A little
not
more?
Not at all.
Okay. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credit for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Would this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely to support Rob Menendez?
A little more likely.
Awesome. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Gacy, for whom would you vote?
Maybe Rob Menendez.
Rob Menendez, okay. Now, let me read you a few more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Would this statement make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not all less likely to support Ravi Bala?
Wouldn't make a difference.
Would not make a difference. Okay. So we can say, okay. Now, Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Would this statement make you much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not all less likely to support Ravi Bala?
I don't know. I don't really know nothing about that.
Okay. Now, Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Would this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala?
I don't know. I have to learn more about that.
Okay. Robbie Wallace is an ethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark sewer system. Represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for responsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result. In a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Would this make you much less likely?
I don't know.
Support?
Never heard anything about that. I don't know. That stuff, I don't know.
Okay. So you haven't heard much about Ravi Bala, is that correct?
No.
Oh, okay. Now, I, after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Probably for Rob Menendez. He's
okay.
The one I know better. The other ones, I don't really know them.
Now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Do you own your home?
Yes.
Rent your home? Okay. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of schooling.
Four year college, correct?
Yeah.
Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
Yes, I'm a retired member of a union.
Retired? Oh, okay. So that'd be you, correct?
Yeah.
And finally, for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I please have your first name?
Maria.
Maria. Awesome. Thank you very much, Maria. Thank you for your time. If you don't mind me asking, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way.
No, I have no time for that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for helping me. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
You too.
Se me ante mierda de puta.